Let's start with Eddie in Edenvale. We say good morning to you, Eddie. You want to talk Len? Hey. There was the Len Summit over the weekend. We will have a bit later on Daidzo Netonze, who's a Power News reporter. He was out there, and we'll talk to him just after 7 o'clock. What have you to say? Good morning, Eddie.
Hey, T-Bob, the two musketeers.
How are you doing?
Look, the Len issue, I mean, let's be rational about this. Initially, we were hearing that we need Len for agricultural purposes. So now we're hearing that we need land to build for properties, development, and all this. The last time I checked, South Africa is 2.1 million square kilometers. And we have plus minus 36 million black South Africans. So now, if you need land for property development, so surely I also need a part. And my simple calculation says, all of us, we take out the rivers, the dams, and all the things that we really need on the land and the mountains. We are left with 22 square meters per each individual. So how are we going to distribute this land to every one of us? Because surely there's no point for me not claiming my part if we need it for commercial purposes. I also need to build a small 4x4 room and sell it out as well. That is my view on that part.
Right.
How are you going to distribute it? So we need to be clear that we discuss the modalities as well. We can't just talk about, let's take it, and then after taking, we only find out that, you know what, this group of politicians who will be distributing the land, and they're only going to distribute to the friends. We know what happened in Zimbabwe. Mugabe took land, and guess what Grace got? Grace got the best land so she could produce the best that Nestle wanted to buy from her. So what about everybody else?
Amazing Grace.
Hey? What's rational about this?
Eddie Edenvale, thank you very much for that. As I said earlier on, we will have Daidzo Netonze, who attended the Len Summit, and we'll have that conversation with him at about 7:10. If you want to wait.